Hello and welcome to the Crimson and Cream Christians Podcast. My name is Will and I represent all of the Crimson and Cream Christians here at OU, but this podcast is for all Christians on college campuses. And guys, this is the last one for the year. It's been really fun. I have enjoyed every single week talking about God's Word, whether it's with you guys just by myself or with you guys with other friends that you've heard on the mic. So this week, in honor of it being the final week of the year and the final week of the podcast for this year, we just look back at the whole podcast so far and just talk about some of my favorite moments and things that I personally have learned. Because there have been some times that I'm writing these episodes that, or like in the midst of recording them when I'm talking to friends, that I've learned stuff that I didn't already know, or like learned perspectives that I didn't already see. And it's just really cool to look back on. And so that's what we're going to do in this episode this week. So the first thing is all the way back in the first few episodes. I believe this is all the way back in episode 3, we talked about praising in the bad times. And this is where we looked at a song by Life Church Worship called Thank You, and we put it with this Bible verse. It was 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18, and it said, "Always be joyful, never stop praying, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus."
Sickness can't stop your praise. Depression can't take this song from me. Fear will never drain these lungs. Praise is still rising up. They won't slow this down. Pity can't take.
This was just it was so good, because there was a few times during the school year that things weren't going the best. They weren't going well. I'm gonna be honest. It's been a bumpy ride, but we're at the end, right? So it's been a bumpy ride, but during those times, the lows of the ride that we went on this year, you just gotta remember that. Even in the bad times, we have to still praise God, because God is with us in the bad times. He is going to get us through those bad times up into the good times, the highs, and all of that. And we kind of demonstrated this by the story of Job, and we're not going to really read the whole story of Job like we did in that episode, but in summary, Job was this guy who praised God all the time, and it was really, really cool until one day Satan talked to God and he was like, "Hey, listen, Job only praises you because of your blessings of his life, And I bet if I take all that away from him, he will stop praising you. And God said, you know what, Satan? You're on. And so Satan just continually beats down Job and takes everything he has. And throughout that, Job keeps praising God and keeps living towards him. And in the end, he is greatly rewarded. So that was praising in the bad times. And that is something that I have put into practice multiple times this year, because man, it's been a crazy year. What can I say? That's just how it goes. Moving on a couple episodes, episode 5 of the podcast, which is crazy. This is episode 30, so I am blessed to be able to pump out 30 episodes to you. But in episode 5, it was we recorded it family weekend at OU, and it was just an interview with my dad. And I asked him questions about just his time in college and what it was like being a Christian at college during his time here. And one thing that he was talking about is that he overcame not putting his faith first and looking for worldly satisfaction. And that honestly really resonated with me, because when you're in college, there's so many things pulling at you left and right, and like that certainly happened for me. Just like the first couple weeks, you're walking up and down the South Oval, and there's just so many different clubs and activities that you can do. And it's a lot. There's stuff pulling you in every single direction. So my dad was talking about how he was looking for worldly satisfaction and not putting all of his faith in God the whole time, the entire time that he was at college. And so that I learned from him, and I listened to what he said, and I made sure that in college, no matter what was happening this first year, that God was my top priority, and by doing that, he has gotten me all the way through it, and we are now at the end. Man, it's still crazy. Like, time flew, guys. It seems like only yesterday where me and Joe got here for the first day. We walked into our room. All of our stuff was all over the place. We had to basically completely reorganize it. But it's crazy now. The more stuff that we're pulling out of it, the more empty it's starting to look. And it's just like, wow. We actually lived in here for 9 months. And we will probably never see this room again. Which, like, I'm gonna be honest, I'm kind of happy I'm never seeing it again. It's a really small room, especially for two people, but it was the first dorm. It was the first dorm of the only college experience that you'll have. So it still holds a special place in my heart. Moving on to episode 11 of the podcast, we talked about rest, and we talked about how sometimes it is very important to take a rest, and there are actually multiple examples in the Bible of rest, including examples of both Jesus and God himself actually taking a rest in the Bible. All the way in Genesis, the very beginning of the very beginning of the Bible, very beginning of time even, it says that by the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. And so it's okay to rest, guys. You don't have to always push yourself forward, and you don't have to always be grinding out on assignments and everything. And this is something, of course, that I have also, like, it's been a great reminder for me during this year. Like, there's been numerous times where I am swamped with assignments left and right. I have so much to do, and I just remember, hey, in the Bible it tells you to rest. So I take a brain break, either, you know, watch a movie, play a game, do something that's not focusing on the schoolwork that's at hand. And so I do that, and then I jump right back into it, and I get the work done. Moving up a ways to episode 20, it was one of our few movie episodes where we deep dove. I don't know. I'm having a brain fart right now. I don't actually know which one that is, but it's where we looked into a movie in these episodes and we pulled some spiritual truths from them. And this specific episode was where we looked at Wonka, which came out in 2023. You can stream it on Max. But in the movie, Willy Wonka loved others and always put them first over his own needs. He did this a majority of ways in the movie, and like first by making sure that Noodle's dream came true, and then he also put others' needs over his own by getting every single person out of the wash house.
It's all I have for my real parents, see? And for Noodle. Or Nora. Or Nina. Or nothing at all.
Can't you trace the owner?
You don't think I've tried? When I was a kid, I always hoped that I'd find my parents. And they live in this beautiful old building full of books. My mom, she'd be waiting there for me at the door. And I'd run into her arms. She'd give me this big hug like she'd never let me go. But then I realized it was just a stupid dream.
There's nothing stupid about that.
Isn't there?
I know things haven't been easy for you, Noodle. They're gonna get better. I'm not gonna let you rot in that wash house forever.
You promise?
I could do better than that. I pinky promise. And that's the most solemn vow there is. Get Scratch! We don't have long until that guard comes Toodle, Noodle. Toodle!
It's not even a word.
Oh. I'm gonna keep working on it. I guess it's time.
Time for what?
Do you know how many people in this city are named D. Smith?
106.
And luckily, you have a friend who works at the telephone exchange. And she spent the entire afternoon ringing around. And guess what?
We found her.
You found my mom?
She works in the library. That's where she lives.
Come on, Noodle.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Reach out, touch what was once just in your imagination. Don't be shy, it's all right. If you feel a little trepidation, sometimes these things don't need explanation. If you want to view paradise, simply look at them and view it. Somebody to hold on to, it's all we really need. Nothing else to it.
Mom.
So goes a good deed in a weary world.
I was wondering if I'd see you again.
I'm not going anywhere, Willy Wonka. Not until you've paid your debt. Now, I know you tried. Lumpalore is very clear on this subject. Until such time as the chocolate is physically in my hat. Oh. Thank you.
Thank you for saving my life.
Well, I suppose that concludes our business. I will now return to my beloved Lumpaland, where the cocoa beans grow in disappointingly small numbers, and my friends look down on me.
What? I thought they called you lofty.
The truth is that I am a quarter inch below average. They call me Shorty Pants. But there it is. Good day to you, sir.
Yeah, it's a shame you have to go.
I said good day.
I'm going to share my chocolate with the world. I'm going to need more than a shop.
I'm sure you will.
I'm going to need a factory.
Good luck with that.
And someone to head up the tasting department.
The tasting department?
Come with me.
All right.
And you'll be...
Where?
In a world of pure imagination.
It's a ruined castle.
Take a look and you'll see into your imagination.
Frankly, I rather doubt it.
We'll begin with a spin, traveling in the world of my creation. What we'll see will defy explanation.
Well, it does defy explanation.
If you want to view paradise, simply look around. Change the world, there's nothing to it.
Not bad.
There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be.
And putting others' needs in front of your own is in the Bible, of course. John 15:12 says, "This is my commandment: love each other in the same way that I have loved you." And of course, Willy Wonka did that, and he has been very generous. And when I was doing research for this podcast, I came across another verse which I talked about in the podcast, Proverbs 11:25, which says, "The generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed." And that's where I made the decision that for the rest of my life, really, but especially the rest of my time this semester, I was going to do the best that I could all the time to put others' needs above my own. And if I see a need or see a place where I can be generous with my money, my time, or just anything, that I was going to take that opportunity and bless anyone I can in any way that God has shown me that I can bless them. And it, like it says in the Bible, those who refresh will themselves be refreshed. I for the past, really, since I started doing that, have just felt so relieved and just joyed to go out and give to others. Like the refreshing part, like the feeling of giving to others is refreshing me, and it's so awesome, and I love it. And then later on, we got together with a few of our friends and talked about different parables in the Bible. Jesus, when he was teaching, he often spoke in parables, which are just kind of like disguised ways of telling his word. But Joe and I specifically talked about the parable of the prodigal son. And here's a little chunk of that. So he, being the prodigal son that ran away, returned home to his father. And while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming. Filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against both you and heaven, and I am no longer worthy of being called your son." But his father said to the servants, "Quick, bring the finest robe in the house and put it on him. Get a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet, and kill the calf we have been fattening. We must celebrate with a feast, for this son of mine was dead and has now returned to life. He was lost, but now he is found. So the party began. Now, Joe really brought up an amazing point that was a different perspective that I hadn't necessarily seen in this, but it's still very true. Joe talks about how the father gets up and runs towards the son. You have to want a relationship with Jesus and start going to him, but Jesus also wants a relationship with you and will come to you as you are going to him. And I just think it's amazing that Jesus, God, really wants a relationship with you. He is a relational God. He is a loving God. And he just wants a relationship with you. And even if you have turned away from him and really ran away, if you come back to him, he will come running back to you. And finally, the most recent episode before this, we talked about worry because this week has been finals week, and it's over now, hopefully for some people, unless you're listening to this on the Friday it comes out and you still have a final. If that's the case, I am so, so very sorry. But we talked about worry, and worrying doesn't change tomorrow's situation. Worry only robs from what you were going through today. Worry doesn't make you feel better about tomorrow. It just makes you feel worse today. So in Matthew 6:33, it says, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. If you trust in God and remain faithful in him by first seeking the kingdom of heaven, then all will be added to you, and he will give you everything you need, including peace from worry." And that's it. That's my probably my favorite things we've talked about over this past year on this podcast. And I already have so many ideas for next year. I will be back. Don't you worry. There might even be a couple things uploaded over the summer if it happens. I don't know. I have a couple ideas. We'll see if they happen or if they fall through. But I will definitely be back in August for sure with brand new stuff to talk about, brand new things. This, honestly, talking about the word has been one of my favorite things I have done all year at college. And man, I'm blessed to be able to do this. And so, Jesus, I come to you right now, and I just want to thank you for this opportunity that I've had all year to just casually talk about your word on the podcast, whether it's just me talking to the listeners or having a discussion with a friend on air. I am just so thankful that you have called me to do this and that you've just given me ample opportunities to do this. And I pray for everyone listening that we all have an amazing summer, and that over the summer we don't forget the teachings that you've taught us, and that we actively look into your word and try more and more to get closer to you, grow closer to you, and follow more after you. And in Jesus' name I pray, for the last time this year, on the podcast, not ever. Amen.